Bring happiness, good cheer, and sunshine into the lives of those with whom you associate and not enjoy success. Neither can you bring misery, despondency, and unhappiness to others and be a success. If you cause other people to smile when you are near, if you carry with you the rich, vibrating, dynamic personality that causes people to be glad when you are near, if you speak and think of the beauties of life and persuade others to do the same, if you have eliminated cynicism, hatred, fear, and despondency from your own nature, and filled their place with a wholesome love for humanity, then you are bound to be a success. Money is not necessarily evidence of success. It may be, in fact, evidence of failure, and will be, if happiness and goodwill did not accompany it throughout the process through which it was accumulated. I value more highly than all the material wealth in the world the pleasure, the thrilling joy that has come to me as the result of the opportunity I have had during the past years to serve my fellow man. Could any amount of money buy happiness? No, 1,000 times, no. Pleasure comes from doing and not acquiring. This is a lesson that some people never seem to learn, but it is a truth nevertheless. The roadway to that thing we call success leads in one direction, and that is straight through to the great field of human service. Any other road that leads in another direction cannot lead one to success. I want to be happier this year than I was last year, not by acquiring more worldly goods, although I could use them to my advantage, but by serving others and by bringing greater happiness to the members of my immediate family and my personal friends. If we cannot increase our measure of success in this manner, then we know not how to do so. By no means do I recommend that anyone give up the pursuit of money as one means of finding success and happiness, but I strongly recommend that no one depend entirely upon the power of money for success and wealth. I never have had enough money to cause me to quit trying to render service, but some who I know have had, and the result is not what I would call success. Success in life produces wealth, but not the kind many think of. Rather, it is happiness and peace of mind that is derived by rendering service to others. Napoleon Hill, 1920. Do you know that there is a big difference between an idle wish for the attainment of a definite object and a burning desire to attain it? Anybody can wish for things, and most people do, but only a few know how to desire so deeply that it turns into a flame of resolute determination. Napoleon Hill. Preface. Don M. Green. If you mention success, the majority of people believe that you are talking only about money. In fact, those individuals with a lot of money are considered by most to be successful people. This little book on success will explore this aspect of success, which is made up of money and material possessions. However, this book will also focus on other, more important elements of success, such as family, friends, and good health. When Ralston Society published Napoleon Hill's classic book, Think and Grow Rich, in 1937, it was a hardcover book with a paper dust jacket. The original book cover contained the following phrase, "For men and women who resent poverty." However, in later publications, that phrase was removed and was replaced with the number of copies sold. Part of the appeal of Think and Grow Rich comes from the title itself. At the time it was written, people across the country were experiencing the Great Depression and were looking for a way to make a living. Readers across the nation read Think and Grow Rich, and it not only changed their financial situation, but also brought hope to a dismal time period. So clearly, Napoleon Hill sought to teach his readers how to obtain material success, but he wanted them to obtain